This is Ozarks at Large. Tonight, thousands of people across the region will dress up for Halloween, some of them young, some of them not as young. We know Jennifer Margulis and Robert Teasdale will be in costume, several costumes, actually. They're two members of the cast of Shrek the Musical at Walton Arts Center this week. Jennifer is the shoemaker's elf, and Robert is the big bad wolf, but each have more than just one role.
We both kind of play a myriad of, we run the gamut with the characters. I mean, I go from Big Bad Wolf to a guard, and then a bishop, and then a knight in a stock, and a villager. And we just like, you know, we cover all the bases when it comes to characters in this show.
You're the shoemaker's elf. Do you play other roles as well?
Yes, I'm also a villager, and I'm a Duloc doll and a tap dancing rat, which
That's
is
right.
so much fun.
I forgot about that.
So there's no time for either of you to breathe, really, or to do much more than breathe.
I think I have one moment to sit in the show, and it's for just a couple minutes.
It's pretty fast and furious. I also have a couple of tracks that I understudy, so I do have moments where I'm able to watch those tracks, but otherwise it's a busy show for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that enjoyable, being rapid fire? And
I love it. It never gets boring because we're always being stimulated. It's
makes
fun.
The show just fly by. I mean, there's never a moment, aside from intermission, which is like 20 minutes. But, I mean, during the show,
we're usually putting on our rat noses during intermission.
Right. During the show, we're just, I mean, it's constant, quick change. And even if we're not quick changing, we're changing somewhat quickly.
So you're a guard. Do you go from being a guard to in the stocks?
I go from the guard to... Yes, I do. I go from the guard to... I'm trying to remember now, because now I do the big head, too, which is Walt, I don't know if you remember from the movie, the big head that runs out and then smacks into the wall. So I go from the guard to that, and then I go into the stocks, and then the rat tap, and then...
Well, take me through just a few minutes of how that happens. Okay, you're coming off stage as guard. What happens next?
Okay, actually, it starts the madness starts in the beginning for both of us, actually, where... The villager scene is like this little scene in the beginning, and we have to change full costume and full makeup in a matter of 30 to 40 seconds, 35 seconds. I'm not sure the exact time, but it's full. We're running off stage, and we're taking off costume pieces, putting on makeup, putting on a different outfit and wig and beard. And I have, you know, the wolf wig, the wolf beard, and the glasses, and, you know, the house coat, and the shoes, and the gloves, and the makeup. All
you
within a matter of 30 seconds.
Going from a Shakespearean villager into a fairy tale creature in about 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. That's what all of us do.
So you must be doing your own makeup then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Doing the own makeup, and then we have dressers that help us get in and out of the costume.
Robert, this is your first touring production.
Yes,
so
first tour.
Is there a boot camp? How do you get ready for that when it has so many intricate changes?
I mean, I've performed in other shows before with quick changes, nothing to this extent. I mean, maybe one or two throughout the course of a show, but I mean, you just kind of have to do it. You know, they just said, you have to do this and this, and you just say, okay. And then, you know, you get it. I mean, it came pretty quickly, you know, in dress rehearsals. But, I mean, it took a few times having to just run it over and over. But once you get in a pattern, it's really just like you said, muscle memory. And you just kind of go, and it just works. Somehow it works.
We also learned the show from people who were involved with the Broadway production.
Right.
So we kind of got the tested and approved way of doing things that makes it the easiest and most efficient.
Tonight's Halloween, so it's going to be kind of a special atmosphere at Walton Arts Center, right?
Yeah, I think kids are able to come by in costumes, and there will be trick-or-treating. I know some of the cast is probably going to get dressed up, and I'm looking forward to going to a haunted house tonight.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That should be fun, yeah. But, the Halloween, the trick-or-treating for the kids, that should be... The costume parade, too, yes. So
costume parade. When you go to a town and you have, what, 7 or 8 performances, do you get any chance to see where you are, or is it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I usually try and go for a run as soon as we get into each town, so I kind of get my bearings and see what's around. And most of us have smartphones, so we're able to find whatever it is we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we will have some time to just kind of mosey around and explore the town, which is really nice to go when you go to each city.
Robert Teasdale is the Big Bad Wolf, among other roles, in Shrek the Musical, a Walton Arts Center that runs through the weekend. Jennifer Margulis is the Shoemaker's Elf, as well as other roles in the production. Tonight's Halloween performance includes trick-or-treating and a costume parade. Shrek remains at Walton Arts Center through Sunday night. Tonight's curtain goes up at 7. For more information, waltonartscenter.org.